The following broadcast is a classic from the Compassion Radio Archives. It's the first of a three-part series and one of the most popular programs we've ever presented.
The words that are routinely used now to describe the world we live in are frightening words. Words like war, terror, and apocalyptic, to mention just a few. And multitudes of people, Christians included, wonder with worried hearts and minds, what does the future hold for me, for my family, for all of us on this planet? The question is there a word of hope for us in these uncertain times? The answer is yes, there is, and it's found in the book of Revelation.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio, bringing you the stories of the new thing God is doing all around the world. Welcome to today's Compassion Radio. We're glad to have you with us for this special series of programs. In these challenging times, a word of hope and encouragement has never been more needed. So we're highlighting some of the most inspiring programs we've ever broadcast. And today starts it off with a bang. It's one of our most popular series and musical collections we've ever offered. When God's Word comes alive to us, it's a revelation, an epiphany, an emotionally uplifting experience. Now, the last book of the Bible is often passed over because of its rich and sometimes confusing symbology. If you've ever been afraid of John's revelation, that's about to change. Today will be your revelation. Here's Norm.
Well, my friend, the signs are all around us today as we look at world events. We're living in apocalyptic times, they say. Now, interestingly enough, that word apocalyptic is rooted in a word that is the name for the last book of the New Testament, the Apocalypse, which means the revelation. This last book of the Bible is a word of divine revelation. That is, it is a divine disclosure of God's plan for history. And I'm glad to say it's a word of good news for all Christians in all times of confusion and chaos, including this time, the time in which we live. Now, that's why understanding the message of the book of Revelation is so important for us today. Now, unfortunately, many Christians are intimidated by the book of Revelation, and part of the reason for that intimidation is that many who teach the book have turned it into a complicated puzzle of images and consequently obscured the glorious, encouraging message of the book, which is not hopelessly complicated. What is needed, you see, is a way to hear the message of Revelation as a whole. That is, to hear the music of the book and not just analyze the notes, if you catch my drift. And the best way that I know to do that is literally to hear the entire book of Revelation performed to the accompaniment of some of the most magnificent music you'll ever hear. Our guest on Compassion Radio today and for the next 2 days has made that possible. Her name is Karen Heimbuch, and she's with us in our Compassion Radio studio today. You're going to love these three programs. Now, let's get started with the revelation and with our conversation with Karen Heimbuch.
Revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw, that is, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because
Well, Karen, just briefly, what is the Revelation project that you've been involved in now for quite a bit of time, I would imagine.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I was impressed of the Holy Spirit. You know, when I was reading through the book of Revelation nearly 11 years ago now, I was reading through for my devotions and come across that third verse in the first chapter. It says, "Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near." And it was at that time that the Lord just dropped it into my heart to memorize the entire book. And even at that point, I'm always one for a production. So I'm thinking, how can I bring this together and present it in such a way where I can capture the attention of the audience? Because when you're going to do the whole book, that's over an hour long. That's nearly an hour and a half, actually. And so how can I keep your attention while I'm delivering the most worthy message of all, the Word of God?
Yeah.
And so being a musician as well, I thought, well, I'd put music to it, but I couldn't just put music that we would all know and recognize and start singing the words to, you know, some Christian song that we knew. So I thought, well, I would choose classical music, which served me well, but I was only able to find appropriate music for, say, the first five chapters, the last four chapters. So,
problem.
Yeah, it was a problem. But people loved it. I did that for a number of years, 7-8 years, until I finally came to the point where I really needed help. I needed the help of a composer. I needed music written for the entire book. And I just cried out to God. I said, you know, God, I've taken this as far as I can. Please send me someone who can compose a score for my delivery.
Yeah.
And he did.
Wow. Now, Karen, you mentioned that you're a musician, and as you've indicated, and as we know, those of us who've heard it, music is just absolutely indispensable to what's going on here.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your musical background. What do you bring to this project from your music?
Oh, well, this is not my music, of course. The composer is Michael Harrington, and he just did a marvelous job on scoring this for my delivery. What I would bring to it as a musician is the fact, you know, I was raised in the church. I started taking piano when I was 5. I was the pianist starting at age 9 for our church. And so I have a sense of timing musically.
Is there music in the book of Revelation?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you read in chapter 5, of course, chapters 4 and 5 I consider the crown jewels of the entire book. But chapter 5, it talks about how they're all singing before the Lamb. They're singing before the throne. Everything in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing. Mm. So even sea creatures are singing.
Marvelous.
Praise and honor and glory and power to him who sits on the throne.
He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea, and all that is in them, singing, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." The four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped.
And so all of creation is singing in chapter 5. And then you go to chapter 15, and the 144,000 are just singing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb, great and marvelous are your deeds, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the ages. I mean, there's song all over the place. You have song at the end of chapter 11. You've got song in the middle of chapter 12. You've got songs coming out your ears and coming into your ears. You know, it's a grand thing. So, yes, I think this particular book is perfectly suited to a musical underscore.
I don't know if you'll agree with this, Karen, or not, but I want to at least float this out there for our listeners. I believe that for many years, we have approached the book of Revelation as though we were analyzing a train schedule.
Yeah, right.
And that we have approached the book of Revelation in a way that might even be, especially in light of what you've just been saying, in a way that maybe is inappropriate to the genre of that book to begin with. I mean, right up front. We tear it apart like it's a puzzle, and we don't get a sense of the whole of the message, which, as I understand the book of Revelation, the revelation of John, was written to Christians who were suffering, who were looking for comfort and courage, a message that would keep them going, keep them from giving up. And one of the reasons I'm so excited about what you've done here with the Revelation is that, in my humble opinion, you've put this in the right mode for people to experience the impact of the book. And now, that's a speech. I'm doing an interview here, but
that's fine.
I'm sorry, I've kind of made a speech. But I feel that so strongly.
I agree, because that's the continual feedback I receive from people who've heard the book for years, even when I was doing it with pre-existing classical music excerpts from before. People would say that they suddenly had a much better understanding of the book, and it made it much more personal. I think we keep ourselves, you know, at an arm's length from the book. Now, I've grown up in the church. I was saved when I was 6 years old. And so I've heard a million sermons, not many out of the book of Revelation. I've heard a number on the second coming of Christ, of course.
Sure.
But to treat the book as a whole, going through it studying-wise, or a great overview, I've heard very little on that until I came to Bible college. So I was very, very grateful for that opportunity when I was in Bible college to study the books of Revelation and Daniel, you know, to get a better grasp on that. Mm-hmm. But even so, even in that setting, again, you're still dissecting a song.
Yeah.
And it's so nice to be able to present the entire book at one setting so you can keep context, so you can understand the characters. We've got a dragon, we've got a beast, we've got a false prophet, we've got the lamb, we've got a lot of people in there. You've got a harlot, you've got a woman who has a crown of 12 stars on her head, and you want to be able to keep all of the symbolism straight. And again, I think this is one of the reasons, actually two main reasons that I see Christians ironically shy away from this book. Now, remember at the top of the show, we said that this book is the only book in the Bible that has an outright guarantee of blessing just for reading the book. And if you don't know how to read, then at least listen to someone who knows how to read, because it says, then blessed are those who listen, who hear it. And of course, you're most blessed if you obey what you hear and understand. But I figured I could be a voice that could speak it and hopefully presented in such a palatable way that it would be not only received, but embraced. But Christians will be scared of the book. They're scared to read it. They're fearful that it's a book of doom and gloom instead of praise and worship of the one who is revealed. It does not say, it does not say at the first sentence, the revelation of the last days. No, it says the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that's why there's such an outright blessing on the book.
There's much more to come from Karen Heimbach and the amazing Revelation Project. Chair, this month we have a special premium offer, and it's really unique for us because it's something handmade by people who are becoming real good friends of Compassion Radio. It's the folks at Foray, the Friends of Refugees and Immigrants in St. Louis, Missouri. Now, this group is reaching out to all kinds of people groups that are being resettled there in that part of the heartland of America. These are refugees and immigrants coming from all corners of the globe, and they're coming to a place where lots of Christians are doing the job of reaching out to them and providing them opportunity to provide for their families, teaching them new skills, but most importantly, giving them family and community, and in the middle of that community, lifting up Jesus.
For your gift of $25 or more to this project, they've crafted for us a special bangle, a bracelet hammered from brass that includes an integrated cross. So as you're praying for immigrants and admiring the handiwork of what's been created for you, it's going to be a great reminder throughout the day of how God is redeeming lives right here in America, refugee lives, because of the work of organizations like Foray and their partnership with you and Compassion Radio. Supplies are limited, so if you'd like to get one of these as a reminder for yourself or as a gift for somebody else who might enjoy this, make sure you act early because they'll run out pretty soon.
Well, I really hope they do, Bram. I hope people are stimulated, first of all, to pray for the project, to give to Compassion Radio so that we can really bless this ministry, but also we'll really use this as a reminder of what they've participated in and what they want the Lord to bless.
It should last a lifetime. You know, I've received many silicon bands and stuff from mission projects, people doing fundraisers before, and they're great to wear because they remind you to pray for these people. Now, this particular item from Foray is going to be a lifetime heirloom, and it's something you're going to have with you for many years to come, which will remind you of how Christ came and died and brought life to people of all kinds to build his kingdom around the world, and how he's building that worldwide kingdom right here in the heartland of America through great organizations like Foray.
I'm so glad that you personally got to meet them, to view the actual process of making the bracelets. You've done the ministry of showing up and letting them know that people will be praying for them, be interested in them, and be bringing their needs to the Lord. Glad that you went for us, Bram.
You can reach us at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And we're on the internet 24/7 at CompassionRadio.com. Thanks for joining our Compassion Radio team. We look forward to hearing from you today. And now, back to Norm and his guest, Karen Heimbach.
It does not say at the first sentence, the revelation of the last days. No, it says the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that's why there's such an outright blessing on the book. Yes, it includes what's going to happen, the unfolding of the last days. But it doesn't stop with the last days.
We're
talking about a new heaven and new earth in chapter 21.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
What could be better?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yeah. Except that if you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you get right with him now.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that could make it better, is that you make sure that you're there in that day. I believe a lot of Christians, for some reason, they think they're not smart enough to understand all of the symbolism and all of the charts and all of the eschatology. You know, they think, well, I can't figure all this out. I mean, after all, if dear brothers and sisters in Christ have spent the last 30 and 40 years writing books about it and doing all of this, how could I possibly begin to understand it? And the Lord says, please, just read this book.
Yeah.
Just read it.
Yeah.
Read it all the way through. Read it. You don't have to understand everything, but what you do understand, obey it, and you will find it a blessing that continues to unfold the rest of your life.
Karen, I think that an endorsement that you've received from Dr. Jack Hayford, I think most of our listeners will know Jack Hayford, he's a friend of ours also. I think what he says is so important, and I want to read this. You didn't ask me to, but I want our people to hear this. Jack Hayford says, people need to be refreshed in revelation. This book often suffers from being used more as a source of speculation than as a prime point for edification.
Mm-hmm.
This project turns this portion of God's Word toward its greatest objective, stirring human hearts with truth, joy, and hopes. Expectation.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
It is. It's wonderful. Hope is a word that you rarely hear associated with the book of Revelation. But there's always hope whenever we turn to God.
Yeah, and it is so frustrating. I know exactly what you're talking about. People see this as a puzzle. It just cannot be unraveled. And they hear Dr. So-and-so over here teaching it from a pre-point of view, and somebody over here from a post, and somebody from an awe, and somebody from, you know, whatever. And there are all of these points of view, and gets into contentious arguing back and forth, and they're just defeated. Mm-hmm. Before they ever start, mm-hmm. you give them here, and you give it to them in a way that is so aesthetically magnificent and beautiful. You give them the opportunity to hear the message of Revelation without having to worry about picking it all apart.
True.
And let's see what the Holy Spirit does in their lives
yes.
as they hear the message.
Yes.
Boy, are we on the same wavelength, Karen.
There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
Let me just ask you, our listeners must know this. You memorized the entire book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like an incredibly daunting task to me, and I'm sure to everybody who's listening. Why was it so important for you to memorize it? You could have stood up and done a reading. You read it right from the text of Scripture.
The Lord put it in my heart. As soon as I read the third verse, and I was reminded that here is the book, the one book in the Bible, even though the entire word has blessing resting upon it. There's the anointing, Isaiah 55, 10 and 11, as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth, making it bud and flourish, so that yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. And so you know that all of Scripture is not going to return to God empty. It's going to bear forth fruit. So there's that outright, abundant, anointed blessing, fruitful blessing, as it were, on the Word. Revelation comes right out and says, if you'll just read this book. And God doesn't say that at the beginning of any other book in the Bible. But in the book of Revelation, he says, this is so important. I'm going to really put a big neon light, as it were, and point. Please, please, please read this book. Then it says, blessed are those who hear it. And I thought, I've got a voice. And perhaps I could bring this all together and present it in such a way where people would want to listen to the book of Revelation. And so really the only way to do that is to memorize the book. And besides that, the Holy Spirit had just dropped it into my heart to do that very thing. And so even though it was a task, it was not an overwhelming task. It was a joyful task. And I believe from Psalm 119:11, where it says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, that we are commanded from Scripture. Or I can also use the word encouraged, strongly encouraged from Scripture, to hide God's word in our hearts. And so especially when the Holy Spirit comes and drops it into your heart saying, you need to do this, and puts that desire there, it makes it so much easier. But even if that hadn't happened, I don't believe it would have been a hard thing to have memorized the book, even though it did take a summer. It took me the rest of that summer.
That was a question I was going to
ask. Yeah, it took me about a summer. People say, well, I don't have a very good memory. How could I memorize Scripture? I can't remember people's names or phone numbers. Listen, when you're talking about hiding God's word, that's a lot different than man's word. I've memorized the words of men and the words of other women. And I'll tell you, they're a lot harder to memorize than they are the word of God. I believe the Holy Spirit rushes to your side. He is called the helper, and he will help you. And so this is the great thing about memorizing God's word, is that if you will be faithful to hide God's word in your heart, whether it's the book of Revelation or any other portion of God's holy word, if you will hide God's word in your heart, I guarantee you the Holy Spirit will begin to open up doors where you can begin to share what you've been faithful to put in. He will be faithful to give you opportunity to deliver his word.
There's more coming tomorrow, so tune in then. Jimmy, we've talked about refugees many, many times over the years, but not often do we have a chance to meet the needs of refugees or get involved with them in a proactive, Christ-centered way right here in America. And our partner this month is called Foray, which stands for Friends of Refugees and Immigrants. What they're doing is helping empower women to provide for their families and create ethically produced fair trade items that people have really liked. And we have a very special thank you for those who are giving to that project this month. They have made us a very special and unique one-of-a-kind cross bracelet that's made from brass. And it's something that's our thank you for your gift of $25 or more, and while supplies last, toward the Foray Project at Compassion Radio this month. So please, folks, be part of this project as we specifically reach out in the name of Jesus to refugees and immigrants right here in the heartland of America.
You can reach us by calling 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Or find us online, safe and secure, at CompassionRadio.com. That phone number once more, 1-800-868-2478. On behalf of Bram Floria, Cher Nelson, and the team, I'm Jim Governale. And we'll see you again tomorrow for part two of Hearing Revelation on the next Compassion Radio.